This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. Another Texas inmate has had his execution delayed over claims the state is violating his religious freedom by not letting his spiritual advisor touch him at the time of his lethal injection. Ruben Gutierrez was set to be executed on October 27th for fatally stabbing an 85-year-old Brownsville woman in 1998. Gutierrez was previously an hour away from execution in June of 2020 when the Supreme Court granted him a stay because of the same spiritual advisor complaint. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Let's get an update on the rally to take place in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Chris Barnes has more.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There will be a press briefing by White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials today in the press briefing room in Washington. President Biden heads back to Delaware with stops in Dover and Rehoboth Beach. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Republican representative from Texas, Chip Roy, tells Newsmax he's leading a group of Republicans calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to subpoena public health officials for answers about the origin of COVID-19.
About his involvement, as well as the other leadership, NIH and other our health officials, in funding for the United States of America, which I think taxpayers have a right to know about dollars that are going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology that we think was directly connected to the outbreak of the coronavirus and COVID and what that impact has had on the American people. We have sent numerous letters to Dr. Fauci. My friend Bill Posey and I have reached out to Dr. Fauci and said, well, would you come out and give us answers on this? We've not had any real responses from him. We think that we ought to have hearings at the United States House of Representatives. The letter you just referenced, I was happy to work with my colleagues to lead and push on the speaker to have hearings. And I don't know why the speaker won't have hearings. You want to have hearings on this? You don't really want to have hearings on what's been going on in the Middle East and what we're seeing on both Afghanistan? Hopefully we'll not have a few more. We had one hearing, thankfully, this last week where we had Secretary Blinken. But I want to have General Milley. I want to have Secretary Austin. I want to have all those in front of the United States House of Representatives. And Dr. Fauci needs to come before us and answer about the origins of this virus What did he know? And did United States taxpayer dollars go to help fund what happened in Wuhan?
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joining us now. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, it's great to talk to you.
Always good to be talking to you. I'll tell you, somebody's got to be talking, like one General Milley. He's got some explaining to do here. I mean, based on this book from Bob Woodward, what a bombshell.
He has more explaining to do than Lucy Ricardo by tenfold, I think.
Exactly.
You know, he needs to do one of two things, and so far he's not done one, which is say the book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, my old National Review colleagues, as a matter of fact, is wrong. They're confused. They exaggerated. They're totally mistaken. They made it up. Something like this. So far, I've not heard one word of denial, one word of response, which leads me to think that maybe there's some truth to this. If it is true, then this man basically is engaged in a military coup, walking to the National, I think it's called the National Command Center, I believe that's where it's called, where these are the people that basically have control of our atomic weapons, and saying that don't take any orders from the president until you clear them with me. Unbelievable. So he's, right. He's interceding and basically declaring himself the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. That is the definition of a military coup. I mean,
exactly.
I think what we can say is he actually committed a military coup without any results. But that was a military coup in action. I've never heard of such a thing in this country. And then he gets on the phone, calls his counterpart in China, and says, if there's any attack headed your way, I'm going to call and give you a heads up. So presumably, if we have incoming U.S. forces, the Chinese military will be prepared to shoot them out of the sky, blow the boats out of the water, torpedo the submarines, shoot at the troops coming onto the beaches of China, if that's what were to happen. I don't particularly want to see us attack China, but if President Trump, who was the duly elected president of the United States, decided it was in our national security interest to attack China, it is the duty of General Milley to implement that order. And if he disagreed with it, resign and protest, not to stand in the middle and say, I'm going to call up the Chinese and let them know that, you know, we're coming in 20 minutes. That is the textbook definition of treason. And if he did this, he needs to be arrested, stripped of his medals, stripped of his titles, and tried for treason and convicted and treated accordingly.
What about... there was some other people within his inner circle, some generals and ranking officers that swore supposedly, according to the book, allegiance to this general. I mean, are they complicit in this treasonous charge as a result of that?
Absolutely. I mean, this is almost like a real-life version of a book that came out in the 1960s called 7 Days in May, and they made a really good movie about it, about a general who decided for whatever reason he was going to take over the government and got in touch with his top generals, and I think the code was something like, you know, are we all going to bet on the horse race today or something like that, and those who were in on the bet were part of the coup, and those who said, I don't feel like betting today, we're standing back or standing down. This is a real-life version of 7 Days in May. This is essentially military coup. This is exactly what this was. And this is not the job of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to plot against the President of the United States. If this is true, this man needs to be in handcuffs before sundown, period.
Exactly.
And he needs to be indicted for treason. He needs to be court-martialed. And if he's guilty, he needs to be locked up or done with whatever it is we do with people who commit treason. If that means they need to be executed, they ought to be executed, period. This cannot happen. There is no room for this. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's highly dangerous, and the precedent needs to be set, and this message has to be sent to everybody in the armed forces that you obey the chain of command, which starts with the President of the United States. And if you have a problem with that, then you quit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit there and plot against the President of the United States, whether it's Donald J. Trump, Joseph Robinette, Biden, or anybody else. That's not the purpose of the U.S. military.
Exactly. Well, the thing that surprises me a bit is that there was plenty of conversation on the Beltway that Nancy Pelosi had closed-door meetings with General Milley to try to clip President Trump's wings, and this was being reported in the lamestream media. So on one hand, I'm surprised that there's such a big whoop suddenly now made about this when this kind of rhetoric was flying around. What did they think this rhetoric was going to lead to? I mean, it's just like, man, you're talking about some serious psychological damage that, based on their worldview that they were holding to, President Trump was so dangerous that you had to have the military surround him, that his decisions had to be preempted and go through General Milley. And, I believe that when you do a dive, and I don't think you have to go into really deep waters on this, you're going to see some tentacles from the leader of the House involved in this as well.
Well, that could be. If she's part of a coup, then she ought to be prosecuted as well. If they really believe there were a problem, you can impeach him for any crimes that she took. Occurred. If the thought is that he's mentally ill, you invoke the 25th Amendment. If there are plans that they think he's going to attack China or anyone else inappropriately, one thing you do is you go to the media and make a big stink about it so everyone knows about it, and there's a big uproar and big national uproar, and that stops it if that is appropriate. But I don't see any evidence that there was any effort on the part of President Trump to attack China. I don't see any evidence that that was afoot. And if you spend 4 years screaming that the Republican president of the United States actually is a KGB agent, which he was not, that he's a Russian asset, which he wasn't, and that he was in collusion with the Kremlin, which was not the case, and people believe these lies, and they were lies, as we discovered, as a result of the Mueller investigation, a House Intelligence Committee investigation, a Senate Intelligence investigation. Senate Intelligence Committee investigation, and also the FBI's investigation. All four of those probes found no evidence whatsoever of collusion between Trump and his team in Russia, period. That was an L-I-E lie. Anyway, they said it enough to the point where they convinced themselves that this guy was working for Putin. I don't know where the idea came. He's going to launch a military attack against China. I mean, certainly we had tariffs and we had a lot of rhetoric against China, but nothing indicating a military attack. And yet here we are, based on, I think, these people's hallucinations, essentially a military coup on the part of General Milley. Telling people, don't go and listen to the president, listen to me. That is the definition of a military coup, period.
Exactly.
And, especially, he's not some buck private or some, a corporal somewhere. This is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs with essentially more or less control of the entire U.S. military. And when he does that sort of thing, that is a military coup. That's exactly what happened here. And this guy ought to be in handcuffs and probably manacles.
No, I would agree wholeheartedly if it's true. And but methinks he's too quiet right now. I would have been in front of the microphones right away and refuting this. The fact that he's not saying much, leaves us in abeyance here right now and asking more questions. But again, I look at it from a standpoint of the environment that was created around Donald Trump throughout the Beltway, whether it's Nancy Pelosi claiming that the president had some mental conditions, and we're talking Trump, not Biden here, and Maxine Waters and on, the dangerous rhetoric that somehow in these past 10 years have just heightened to a level, DeRoy, that we need to see this as the result of this environment that was ginned up, particularly by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
It's an extremely toxic environment. It's an environment that operates completely devoid of facts. I mean, if Trump were running around invading one country after another, bombing indiscriminately all around the world, you might say, okay, well, maybe he is going to attack China. We need to do something about this. In fact, the man negotiated 4 Middle East peace agreements with Israel. He's the only president since Jimmy Carter not to start a new war. reduced the number of our troops in Germany, as you know, began the drawdown from Afghanistan, which started smoothly and then completely, utterly collapsed in chaos under Biden. I mean, what you saw, ironically, out of this, you know, big, loud, crazy guy who people call a bully, was actually a peacemaker who ended up leaving office, mm-hmm. I believe, four different Nobel Peace Prize nominations. I mean, basically, Donald J. Trump is a big, loud dove in many respects, mm-hmm. although one is a dove in terms of peace through strength.
No doubt. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Alopecia Areata Foundation. September is Alopecia Areata Awareness Month. Alopecia Areata is an autoimmune condition that causes hair loss on the scalp, face, and other areas of the body. There is no cure or effective treatment. It can affect anyone at any age. It's also more common than many people think, affecting as many as 6.9 million people in the United States. The National Alopecia Areata Foundation is inviting those living with alopecia areata to celebrate their differences and show their pride through its True Colors campaign. Through pictures, stories, music, and videos, the organization is asking members of the community to help raise awareness about the need for an acceptable treatment for alopecia areata. The burden of those living with alopecia areata goes beyond unpredictable or even permanent hair loss. The condition is plagued with stigma, which can wreak havoc on mental health and well-being. To learn more, join the community that understands. Visit NAAF.org, developed with financial support from Pfizer.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is manifesting his power throughout local regions in India, Nepal, and Bhutan as he continues to reach the lost through the Tide radio broadcasts. Several listeners have reported miraculous recoveries after praying to God for healing when local legends and lore failed to cure their ailments. These wondrous signs from God are tangible proof that he is working in these areas and around the world. And we here at the Tide Ministry are humbled by the power of Christ and the love he has for his people. After 75 years of service for the Lord, we are determined to continue sharing the gospel through the radio and to continue spreading the good news. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. DeRoy, let's switch to California, our old home state. The recall and Newsom, interesting, mid-60s roughly, the numbers. It seems that the Democrats have a hold on that mid-60s number. you know, when they get elected to office, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or whoever, it, you know, that that seems to be the sweet spot for them.
Well, it's a big number, too. You know, I was hoping that Newsom would be recalled, and I wrote multiple pieces about this. I was hoping Larry Elder would be the new governor of your home state and mine. It's not to be. When you mail out ballots, I think it's 24 million, I think is the number, 21, I think it's 21 million or so ballots mailed out to every voter, and then people start voting a month early. I think they've been voting, they began voting sometime back in August, so forth. And it becomes very easy for the Democrats to get people to show up because they don't have to go anywhere. In fact, you were able to print your own ballots at home. What could go wrong? So under that scenario, plus you spend $75 million, and all the king horses, all the king's horses, and all the king's men got together and put Gavin together again. That's how this man happened to hang on. So the fact that it got that far and that they needed that many financial and political resources to save him, I think really underscores the fact that he's made a big wreck of our home state and has turned the Golden State into the lead state, sadly.
Well, and Larry Elder's points were very well taken, and whether or not you voted for the recall, you can't help but think of, what is Gavin Newsom? What can he talk about? What can he hang his hat on and say, hey, but look what I've done for you. This wasn't it. And then in the final stages, when Joe Biden came in, it's this rhetoric about Trumpism, you know, so here it is. You've got the unifier in chief, supposedly, in Joe Biden, dividing us all the more. And so it's either you believe in the Democrats or you believe in Trump. And there is the divide. And somehow we're supposed to unify in the midst of this division. That just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make much sense to me. And throughout this entire campaign, I didn't hear anything about, hey, Gavin Newsom did a great job with the economy, or boy, the wildfire situation is taken care of, or hey, how are you enjoying your you know, three or four or five new reservoirs, dams, underground water storage tanks to address the drought? Aren't the streets safe and clean and beautiful? And boy, those schools, those kids, those boys and girls are learning their lessons better than ever. I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear anything like that because they can't make those claims because they would be lying. The state's a total wreck. It's a complete mess. I didn't mention homelessness. That's another huge problem.
Yeah.
And so rather than address Newsom's failures, they just changed the subject and called Larry Elder Donald Trump Jr., basically, you know. I guess that ultimately worked in a state where you have so many Democrats. But it's really sad and really telling that Newsom and his high-level surrogates, Biden, Harris, and the rest, were not able to point to anything positive that he's done because he's done nothing positive as far as I can tell.
Well, and look at the reception in Los Angeles for Biden and Newsom. If you saw that, there was quite the crowd that had come out, and they weren't cheering Biden. They weren't cheering the president. There were Trump signs that were up. And, you know, these people are still enraged over, what this president has done to our country and leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan, these mandated vaccinations that are taking place. I mean, to the point that even the Democrats are resisting this and saying there's no way that this is going to hold muster. This violates so many of our constitutional rights. It's ridiculous.
No, that's very true. And again, the Biden promised, oh, we'll bring the country together. We'll all be united. We'll defeat the virus, you know, by summertime. I guess COVID-19 would be in the rearview mirror, et cetera. Instead, it's still in front of us through the windshield. And in terms of unifying the country, he issued this high-level vaccine mandate. And then immediately you saw the teachers' unions complain. So they've been excused from the vaccine mandate. The Postal Service Workers Union complained. They've now been excused from the mandate. I understand that the White House staff does not have to take vaccines. And the entire U.S. Congress has said that they don't want vaccines. So the U.S. Congress has been excused from the mandate. So it turns out to be a mandate for thee, but not for me, again. And that sort of thing is just going to fuel more of a sense of outrage over the Democrat left's hypocrisy, mandating that other people take vaccines and then letting their friends pretty much off the hook. And I think a lot of people will be so upset that a lot of folks who otherwise would get vaccinated will say, you know, I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of this hypocrisy. It further politicizes things. I mean, either we're going to have a mandate and everybody gets the needle, or we don't, and not something in between. And this is what Biden has created, which, again, just creates more confusion, division, more mixed signals, and ultimately fewer vaccinations.
Well, and forget about the HIPAA laws and that is supposed to be between us and our physicians no more. As Gary Bauer writes, Biden's remarks about the vaccine are so dangerous, according to a recent poll. They asked Americans who they consider to be the biggest threats to the country. This is amazing. 56% of self-identified Democrats, I mean, they have swallowed the blue pill, you know, hook, line, and sinker here, and they say the biggest threat to the country isn't the Taliban, not communist China, not Russia, but the unvaccinated, DeRoy.
Wow. How about that? Isn't that something?
Pretty crazy.
Worse than Taliban, worse, I guess, than Al-Qaeda, right? Yeah,
right.
No, it's just astonishing. It really is. And look, I don't know precisely whether Biden should have done a commercial with former President Trump or used more honey than vinegar or what, but his job was to figure out some way to lead us so that we would have the vaccination rate much, much higher than it is. It is not, which means he has failed at one level or another. I think if he'd worked more on incentives, work more on encouragement, less on threats, less on badgering, less on ridiculing people. If it were more consistent, you had people on the left, left-wing leaders, et cetera, going along with this rather than sort of dragging their feet, the unions stepping out of line, et cetera, I think you'd see a much higher vaccination rate. But when you see all this hypocrisy and the back and forth, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, wear a mask inside, don't wear it inside, on and on and on, it's just people have been left so baffled, so dazed, so confused that the vaccination rate's not where a lot of us would like to see it, and as a consequence, that we're getting, you know, the Delta variant and all this other stuff floating around.
Exactly.
Ultimately, he's failed in his leadership.
Without a doubt, because they've missed the objective. The objective isn't about people being healed and being able to get on top of COVID. That's not the objective. The objective is what it is that they have right now. They have America in the palm of their hand. They've scared the holy what have you out of people. And here we are, just like I just said, it's the unvaccinated against the vaccinated. You know, you've got these polarities at each other's throats. How does that pull us together? How does that unite us? And then we're not even talking about people who already have had the disease, have had the virus, who, according to Israel's in-depth study, which it was very profound, I thought, and, you know, that said that if you've had the virus, you're anywhere from 6 to 13 times better off in terms of immunity. And so herd immunity comes back into play here, and they're avoiding that in the calculus.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Look, we've got somewhere between 30 million, 35 million, and 100 million people who have had COVID-19 and recovered. And as you say, their immune systems are stronger than those of us who've not had COVID-19 but have been vaccinated, and obviously stronger than those who've not been vaccinated. But there's no discussion about this, and they're subject to COVID-19 vaccine passport restrictions and all this. These are people who don't need to be vaccinated because they don't need the vaccine, and in some cases, if they get the vaccine, they're going to have negative reactions and potentially serious health risks. And I'm waiting for the CDC or somebody to step forth and say, all right, here's how we're going to handle this enormous cohort of our population. And instead, they just don't hear about them. They pretend they're not there and kind of ignore them, which is completely irresponsible and totally inappropriate.
Well, again, you know, it's like Obamacare all over again. If it was really about health care, if that was really the objective, I think Obamacare would have looked a lot different. But it wasn't about that. It was about controlling the masses. And the masses get it. We're not stupid. We see the deal. We see what they're doing to us by scaring us to control us. And you're not going to get cooperation. And it's unfortunate because we need to have cooperation if we are going to get on top of this, don't we? We got about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is very true. You want people to believe we're all, quote unquote, all in this together, which is the way they put it. And the way this has been rolled out, it essentially leaves us, pitted against each other. And what the left wants more than anything else is control. They're not happy unless they are getting up every morning and telling us what to do.
He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Oh. According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. Another Texas inmate has had his execution delayed over claims the state is violating his religious freedom by not letting his spiritual advisor touch him at the time of his lethal injection. Ruben Gutierrez was set to be executed on October 27th for fatally stabbing an 85-year-old Brownsville woman in 1998. Gutierrez was previously an hour away from execution in June of 2020 when the Supreme Court granted him a stay because of the same spiritual advisor complaint. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and the border crisis continues. And to add more suspicion to the whole situation is the FAA is protecting the coverage, air coverage of by drones of the border. We've got about 10,000 people right there in Texas. It is unbelievable what's going on. And meanwhile, you've got television news is almost like blacked it out. They don't want to talk about it. Fox News and a few others are the few that are making any notation of this. They've had some great coverage there by having their drones come in. But now the FAA, I mean, this is how suspicious. This thing stinks to high heaven. The federal government comes in. They go, nope, they don't want you to know this stuff. And so now they're, you know, protecting the coverage, air coverage, where drones would come in. And they've now made it illegal for drone surveillance to come over and look at what's going on in the border there, as thousands of people are lining up. And it's amazing because most of the people, supposedly a greater percentage of the people that are there, are from Haiti. FYI, and we'll keep you on top of that. We expect Curtis Houck to be on with us in just a moment. Curtis is the managing editor of Newsbusters, and he's got all the information that we need regarding the coverage here. So we'll hope that, you know, he gets connected here very shortly. So we're
holding, and we're in a holding pattern, like a drone, that's still allowed to be here in Florida, and we can hover as we wait for him. But meanwhile, sadly, what's going on there, so much for, the Biden administration building better. I don't understand how that concept even applies to the border crisis that's happening. All he can hope for is that the border crisis will continue to overwhelm the news about Afghanistan, that we have too many Americans that are being held hostage, that have been abandoned, stranded, although, Jen Psaki and the administration just rackles over that idea that Americans have been, I don't know what else to call it, abandoned, stranded, forsaken, either way, they're unable to come here to the United States. And there's even some Americans reporting to people here in the States that they have passports and they're not allowed to get on. And, of course, we see what's happening with the Taliban as the brutality continues. It is heartbreaking, for what is occurring to the people there in Afghanistan. And how this has been allowed to take over. So I guess it looks like Curtis Houck is not going to be here with us. But, it is a crisis that's happening at the border. Let's not be fooled about it. All this cover-up right now is because of the reconciliation bill, $3.5 trillion. And a big part of that is amnesty. I mean, somehow that is supposed to be included in this infrastructure, what they call soft infrastructure. You got to love the Democrats. They know how to wordsmith these things to make the pain of it all somehow be lessened. But, it's kind of hard. I don't know. Maybe we're just so numb from being pummeled by this spending that has been taking place at a time when, we need to batten down the hatches here. Let's get on top of this. We got runaway inflation just about that's going on. And, although the Democratic narrative was, oh, it's just transitory. It's just a minor inconvenience and it's going to come and it's going to go just like that. Well, we see it still coming and we see it gaining more momentum. We don't see it going anywhere. It's kind of like with COVID, in spite of these mandatory vaccines, which, it's incredible what they're doing right now and how people are getting fired and getting pressured. And, the shaming of the unvaccinated, the way it's taken place, I mean, that continues to divide us all the more. I mean, it's like we are being bifurcated in so many ways, whether it's like Gavin Newsom, who referred to anybody that wasn't for him as being part of the Trumpism narrative and belief system. And, and you sit there and you look at it like we were talking with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream. Is that you say, okay, what did Gavin Newsom, what could he hang his hat on to say that he's been able to accomplish in California? But still he managed to get 65% plus of the vote. And, we're not going to go down any kind of conspiratorious route there. But it's quite telling that this one-party state has been able to secure Democratic control and power in such a way that somebody who could be so incompetent and has nothing better to say than, look at, if you don't vote for me, you're going to have Donald Trump here running California. And, of course, Joe Biden then gives himself the sign of the cross, right? That's going to stop that from happening. I mean, it's just absolutely frustrating to no end that this is the way it's happening. But it's all part of the Trump derangement syndrome, which has been part and parcel of the General Milley deal, too, right? I mean, here they were talking all these years, the resistance that was going on, because, how dare we, the people, how dare the people choose a president? He was the people's president, and they didn't like that, as John said. They wanted full control, and they didn't get full control, and so they pitched a fit and did everything they could to get in the way and coming up with these false stories. And, people need to be in jail for this. I mean, and I would liken this, we can talk about the free press and about free speech and that sort of thing. But, what is the difference? You always hear that comparison. Well, you can't say, fire in a crowded building. Well, how can you talk about impeachment things and conspiracies and terrorist activity and, what have you, about a president that, you know, doesn't happen. Adam Schiff and, just go on down the list there of Democrats, prominent Democrats that said, oh, yeah, he's going to be in jail. You know, we're going to carry him out of here in handcuffs and nothing happened. Then you find out after about $70 million of our money and all these attorneys that were clearly one-sided, mostly Democrat attorneys, going after the president of the United, and they found bupkis, found nothing. And now we've got the Durham, investigation continuing. We've gotten two indictments, minor indictments. And this last one, again, you go, okay, what it seems to point to, again, is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton started this whole thing. And she's off scot-free. I mean, nothing's happening. I mean, of course, the Durham investigation is not, it's not complete. But it's like, wait a minute, all these people that lied and cost us money, to me, I don't know if it rises to the level of treason, but it served us no good whatsoever. And look what it caused, to happen here to this country. We had a very effective president. And it's kind of interesting, and I get it that Donald Trump was such a polarizing figure that you have some of the country, a portion of the country say he's the best president ever. You got the same numbers just about of saying, oh, well, he's the worst president. But on its face, when you look at what he accomplished, wow, I'm hard pressed to be in that category that says he's the worst president, what he was able to effect. And, as DeRoy Murdoch referred to, I mean, four international awards he was up for upon his departure at the White House. I mean, Nobel Peace Prizes. I mean, legitimate ones. We're not talking one, where somebody just walks into the presidency because he happens to be a man of color. You give him a Nobel Peace Prize. And you go, wait, what? What happened? I mean, there's no track record to even, justify that kind of award where you have a president who has unemployment down at its lowest it's been in, over 50 years, across every sector, male, female, race, color, creed, lowest unemployment, energy independent. We've got Middle East peace breaking out in record numbers. Amazing. But nope, the resistance has to come into play. They have to get in the way and interfere with all that because they didn't want the people to choose their president. And last time I checked, isn't that constitutional, right? Well, tell you, it is nefarious. There's no doubt about it. And if you missed that discussion with John Fleetwood, maybe you should review that and understand who's at top, who's on top of the food chain here, and who's pulling the levers against we the people.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough. And thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's right there. We've got Helen Richardson from Focus on the Family. She's the foster care and adoption manager at Focus. Helen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking. I'm glad that you're here to talk about, Focus's Wait No More team that traveled to Florida to distribute some 2,000 suitcase bundles to families and children in foster care with the goal of providing a tangible item that also gave these children the dignity they deserve. Routinely, and this is why you're responding and others are responding as well, is that the common stereotype of children in foster care is that they carry a black garbage bag full of their belongings. That is just a heartbreaking, pitiful reality. To see these kids carry their life in garbage bags like this.
Yeah, and it's more than a stereotype. The stereotype comes from the reality of what is occurring. A lot of times children are in homes or in situations where they are being removed quickly, and workers aren't equipped with storage units like we were able to provide to a lot of agencies and families with thousands of suitcases. And so they go what can be easily accessed, affordable, and quick to do, and that's a lot of times is a garbage bag. And then sadly, when they get into homes or families, and again, availability, cost, expediency of time, it just kind of becomes quick. It might be maybe a tote bag or something, but we really wanted to find what is a way that we can help. You know, we've got thousands of people around the country that support Focus in many ways, and they want to take up that step and help something. And this was just that entry level of how do we get people connected with the heart of a mission. An easy way was, you know, if you're able to donate, we're able to purchase these and get these into the hands of children, youth, and families that desperately need them.
Now, walk us through, and our audience, through this process that when a child is moved, you know, in this case, you know, from family to family, right? But what happens here?
Well, and I can actually just share a little bit from my own experience. I was in foster care. I aged out of the system. And there was a time when we were in a court meeting, and it was decided you're no longer going to be in that home. And so
in a court meeting right there on the spot.
Yep, it was. I was in kinship care, so it was moving from one relative into another. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. the relatives at the time that were taking care of me were abusive, and thankfully it came to light. And they mm-hmm. said, "You know what? This needs to be decided. She's no longer in this home, or you're gonna you get to." Thankfully, I was at 15, so I was able to decide at that time. I'd been in foster care since I was 2, but at that time I got to choose the relative, and so those relatives went with me to that house. But no one thought, "Hey, we should stop." Didn't think, should we buy her suitcases? Should we buy her anything to carry? We got to the bedroom that I was living in, and the relatives I was that whose house it was, they said, "No, you don't. You only get to take a few things." And so we literally grabbed garbage bags and were stuffing clothes and the few items that I could take in it. And a lot of these kids, whether they're 2 years old and the caseworker is coming in and packing up their items, or even just taking what they have, the clothes have they have on their back with them, they're just going where they can, immediately seeking safety. And then once I get into a family, like my situation, I got into a family, and I did transition again in my high school years. But again, mm-hmm. we don't really think of kids having their own suitcases or their own belongings. And for those of us who are in that system or in that situation, there's so little that we have of our own, and there's so little that we can control or know that's tangible and is always going to be there. This is just a very small, practical, but deep,
exactly.
meaningful thing that gives us grace and dignity and gives these children knowing that they have worth and value and that their belongings aren't trash and that they don't think, "Oh, I'm trash because I carry a trash bag."
Exactly.
It makes a great impact.
Oh, wow. This is unbelievable. You would think, Helen, common sense would dictate an experience that any child in the system like this, you know, like having a toothbrush and the basic essentials, that along with that should be a suitcase, right?
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do. And thankfully, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people out there stepping up. When people mm-hmm. say, you know, "I'm not called to be a foster parent or adoptive family," doesn't mean you don't have a role or a place that you can fit. You can be praying
exactly.
for families and kids. You can be stepping up and buying. You know, can you go to Walmart? Hey, holiday season is coming up. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things you can support out. But you can also give to Focus, and they'll help us provide these bundles across the country.
Now, these suitcase bundles, what do they consist of that you package together for these kids?
Yeah, so we're putting together a brand-new suitcase. So we're going out there. This has not been used. Tags still on. Brand-new to them. Great quality. Mm-hmm. On wheels.
Yes.
Always try to get wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, got to have wheels.
You know how that is.
Yes.
Yep. And then we're getting them a mm-hmm. Bible. No, we have a teen mm-hmm. Bible for the older kids, and then we have our Great Adventures and Odyssey Bible for those younger kids.
Perfect.
To really
perfect.
Bring them the gift of God's Word and know that they always can turn to that. And then inside each Bible is a personalized label to them. And we don't know if this is what name or child this is going to, but we have volunteers and people that write messages that let them know you are worthy, you are loved, you matter. No matter what happens, God is here for you and somebody is praying for you. And then on top of that, we give them a stuffed animal because let's be real, whether you're 2 years old or you're 17, that
yes.
having that little soft, cuddly item, I'm at an event right now and someone is selling these wonderful stuffed teddy bears as therapy tools, and they're just a great, just a little cuddly thing to give you something to lean into every night.
Give us an idea in terms of the universe itself. How many foster kids are in the system?
Currently in the United States, we have over 420,000 children in foster care. And then on top of that, within that number, over 110,000 of them are available for adoption and waiting for families today.
How often will these kids move from foster home to foster home during their experience in foster care?
It does vary. It can be many times. It can be a few times. But the average age of a child in foster care is over the age of 9, and the number of times they're going to move is 5 to 6 times.
Five to six garbage bags full of their mm-hmm. things that they own or may not own, or things that they're allowed to remove from the previous foster care sponsor, right?
Yes.
This is just incredible, Helen. And your story that you talk about, I mean, this is the value that you bring, you know, to helping us all understand what these foster kids go through and the things they're subjected to. And because this is all about identity, isn't this?
Yes, and we want them to know that their identity is in Christ.
Yes.
That God has been there even when, you know, I didn't come to know the Lord until I was 25. And when I did and I started that journey of faith with him, I was able to look back and see times, even when things were really bad, but he was there. Mm-hmm. And he did protect me. And there, and while bad things did happen to me and bad people were in my life, he was there, and then I am loved, and then I have a purpose. And now, by the grace of his hand, I am able to do this nationally and be able to speak on behalf of children and advocate for them and help partner with people who have the skills and abilities and funds to be able to support these kids and families and make it better in the future so there's not more Helens out there in the care.
Right. Well, Helen, as you relate in terms of abuse, I mean, foster care, it's not to paint a broad brush. I mean, there are many people who step up. They're gifted, you know, as you say, to, you know, step forward and help kids. But we hear sad stories of abuse in foster care. And, you know, here it is. They don't have a parent, you know, a blood parent involved here in most cases. You know, that gives them some sense of acceptance and identity and love. It's kind of a secondary process that, you know, sadly, these people are, you know, are underserved and abused. I mean, this is just horrible, you know,
it's a hard thing.
Yeah. My heart goes out to these kids and, and to you for your background, but, you know, for you, you were able to come to Christ and as you say, you can look back in the rearview mirror and say, oh, okay, it starts to make some sense. And this is the power of redemption. And unless you haven't been redeemed and gone through it, Helen, it's hard for people to understand that transition of being, I was an orphan, I was in the system, you know, but now my identity is in Jesus Christ and I've been redeemed. I mean, that is so transformative, that it's so personal and profound that only those who go through it can express it or even begin to express it, right?
Yes, very much so.
Well, you just traveled to Florida, my home state here. And 2,000 suitcase bundles that you were able to hand out. So what's next for the campaign?
So the next is that we are going to be still in Florida. So we have
four events
coming up for Wait No More. So families in four areas, the Sarasota-Bradenton area, and then Fort Myers, Sarasota-Bradenton on September the 25th, and the Fort Myers area on October 2nd. We have pivoted those events to be a virtual, digital-only experience just in light of COVID numbers and some things happening. We want to protect all families and communities. So it's digital. So people can join us online. They'll have a week to experience even it up afterwards. So if something happens and your internet connection goes down or a soccer tournament turns up, you can join in. So people can still register at waitnomore.org. And then we're also going to be in Pensacola and Jacksonville in October as well. So, again, visit waitnomore.org to learn more about what's happening for our events in Florida.
And also you can go there to donate, right?
Yes, donate to our suitcase program. We've got 300 more we're going to be delivering to Kentucky.
You do it. There's a food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.